Yo, what up? This is Device Tracks checking in from Youngstown, Ohio, and you are now rocking with the Hip Hop Digest Show. Yes, 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 yes.
Popular music is dumber, duller, and more homogenized than ever before. This isn't a matter of taste or subjective opinion. It's an objectively provable fact. A 10-year analysis of songs that spent 3 weeks or more at number one on the Billboard charts found that song lyrics are getting measurably less intelligent. Chart toppers in 2006 read at a third to fourth grade level. 10 years later, the intelligence of song lyrics has dropped by an entire grade. The way this trend's going, in a few years, song lyrics won't even be a challenge for 7-year-olds to understand.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E Green. Another wonderful week has passed, right, brothers?
That's what's up.
Yes, it did.
No doubt about it. So let's not hold the listeners hostage.
All right.
Let's get right in. The most hated man in hip hop. Or matter of fact, let me back that up. The most hated man in rap music. Rap.
Wow.
Designer. Designer's new song sounds even more like Future than Panda did.
Panda.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, I'm not necessarily going to get into the is Designer good? No, he's trash. But I'm rooting for him.
Damn.
He's trash, but I'm rooting for him.
Explain, B.
I'm going to tell you why I'm rooting for him. I'm rooting for him because what he does is forces young boys to explain their conventional wisdom for the last 10 years. It forces them to do it because Panda is no different than any of their heroes, but they hate him.
I got brought in Atlanta.
So, so let me get to the comments. The first comment was like, why are his jaw shut? No biting, no more.
He probably sound even more like Future Day why his jaw shut.
You know what I'm saying?
Thank goodness.
Yeah. Then the next comment was like, holy shit, this is the worst case of biting ever. Yeah, again, remember what I said pregame show? Flabbergasted? Nigga, I'm flabbergasted at these young boy comments.
Steve Spurrier.
Why, yo, gee, why would young boys be hating on this guy? Normally, they would be fucking parading him up and down the street as the next shit.
Because he sounds like one of their heroes. But if he was biting one of our heroes, they would be like, let that one boy cook. Let him cook. But since he's biting one of their heroes, this nigga is some bullshit.
So the next guy was trying to defend him. He's a 19-year-old kid who was influenced by the radio and mixtapes on the internet. The biggest sound on both of those platforms have been trap music. So it's no surprise that he's doing this. That's all I'm saying. And that's all I'm saying. Thank you to that internet person who commented. I'm rooting for Designer because you can't be fucking loving every fucking Migos sounding Gucci Mane cloning nut nigga out there and damn, fucking me? Dissing Designer. It's ridiculous out here, yo.
Because he just got broads in Atlanta. Oh. He's not really from Atlanta.
Oh, is that what they mad about? He just got broads down there? Yo, he bring them broads out, don't he?
You know what I would like to ask, though? What makes Future the hero right now? I mean, what makes him different than anybody else rapping like that?
You got us stuck, B.
Me, no, exactly. But wait a minute. Hold up. But, G, isn't Future... Nah, isn't Future just the next generation's T-Pain? And wasn't T-Pain the generation previous to that, you know, person, whoever was fucking with Auto-Tune prior to that?
Yeah, I guess.
I'm just saying, yo, to me, maybe I'm missing it here, but isn't that what Future is, or... Is this Future got bars?
He got bars to somebody. Somebody think this nigga got bars.
Yeah, but it just sounds the same.
And that's why I can't understand Panda, or I mean Designer, or whatever the fuck his name is putting out the same fucking product. It's hot in the clubs. I mean, the motherfuckers, them same niggas is hating Panda is dancing to that shit.
Yo, that's that bootleg Designer gear, B.
Oh, shit. I mean, you know, I'm just rooting for the young nigga, yo. I'm rooting for the young nigga, not because he's good, but it just forces them to, you know, their whole conventional wisdom of how they are picking and choosing and, you know, it's flawed. You know, they have no value system. It's just flawed.
Well, there it is. I mean, yeah, I guess. I guess no fighting is no longer allowed again.
Hey, I don't know about that, yo. And actually, I don't mind a bootleg pair of Jordans every now and then. I'm down with it.
Well, as long as you're not paying full price, I guess you're good.
Damn right. No doubt.
So this nigga's a sweatshop rapper then.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. Anyway, to round that topic out, yo, Mike Dean told Billboard magazine he's executive producing the rapper's album, and he said there's more to designer than stealing. Well, he didn't say stealing, than future flows and swagger jacking. He's a lot more of an artist than you think he is. That's his executive producer. That's his man. He's defended his man. I'm just saying, if they sound alike, in the words of Kurt G, where's Waldo?
Exactly.
No doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is fans are petitioning the Grammy Academy to consider mixtapes for award nominations. Young guys and young ladies of the current generation are sick of this shit, talking about albums when all they banged all year was mixtapes. Said the music industry doesn't understand the importance of hip hop. That comes from Kanye West. There's a change.org position that uses Chance the Rapper as a particular example. His landmark mixtape, Acid Rap, should have won a Grammy. That's all we was banging that year, nigga, was the Chance, the Acid. Other notable mixtapes by Lil Wayne and 50 Cent, according to the petitioners, should have also been given Grammys. Kanye West also pointed out Future and Young Thug are currently getting all their critical acclaim off mixtapes. The Academy better recognize that's via Kanye West and his supporters.
Give the fuck about a goddamn Grammy.
So it's been a long time since I worked at the RIAA, right?
No doubt.
I don't recall the industry getting any money off of mixtapes.
They're not. And in order for mixtapes, in order for mixtapes to be considered, you have to pay tribute. You know, I got to put in gangster terms. The RIAA, Universal Music, Sony, and whoever the other major is not getting any tribute from those mixtapes.
They want in.
So
they want in
until those artists who have critical acclaim start giving the tribute to the original gangsters of the music industry, you're not going to get any Grammy Awards for mixtapes. So there. How about that? Put that in your pipe and smoke it. You know what I mean? This is ridiculous. Look, I'm not saying that. This is what I'm saying. I'm not even saying that guys shouldn't even be acknowledged for mixtapes. They used to kind of give that mixtapes awards when they were actually tapes back in the golden era. But the problem is that anybody can make a mixtape. There has to be, you know, conservatively speaking, I'm thinking there's got to be 300 to 500 mixtapes released per month.
That's a day, nigga. That's a day, and that's probably small.
You know what I mean? I'm just saying there's a lot of fucking shit out there. You know what I mean?
You're right.
But I guess we have to sort of wade through, you know, who bubbles in the commercial, who comes from mixtapes and lands on commercial tours as the person or the persons we're going to honor. We're not going to actually honor the best mixtape. So I actually did some research on that. I actually listened to probably about half of that Acid Rap, Chance the Rapper. I never really listened to it when it was new, when it was out. It's not the worst thing I've ever heard. You know what I mean? But I guess to a lot of young guys, it's a landmark or groundbreaking or whatever you want to say about that. I don't know. Is your son around swerving?
Nah, he's in northern North Carolina this week.
Oh, okay. I'd like to get his opinion on that topic about as far as mixtapes.
Well, I'll hit him and see.
Yeah, no doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest, possible Drake via Joe Budden. I don't don't think these guys are actually going to rap battle, but it does make for a sort of a little bit of fodder. Joe Budden accused your boy Drake of sounding uninspired on his new record, Views. Okay. Joe Budden's was sort of to see all the Twitter feedback. You know how Drake fans, I guess they like Beyonce fans and shit. They started pelting him and shit. And then so, of course, he tried to make a quick exit talking about, oh, the last time I seen Drake do some crazy shit like that, Common got aired out. You know what I mean? So he threw Common under the bus on a sneak tip. And then Joe Budden comes back and said, because I gave an opinion on my podcast, Cold World. So people, I don't know if Drake is really upset about that. He probably doesn't give a fuck. I wouldn't if I was him. Kurt G, I got to ask you, why did he try to throw Common under the bus?
I don't know how he said it or what context it was when he said it.
Well, this was the context. He was getting pelted by Drake fans. Okay. Then they caught him on, what is that, Instagram, where you take the 6-second video, and then that's when he threw Common under the bus, sort of answering that, and then saying, I was just making an opinion on my podcast. Joe Budden's is like, Drake's a friend of mine. I got his number. We talk regularly. So.
Oh, he was just trying to get niggas up back up off of him.
I think he was trying to get niggas to back up off of him. And then number two, see, Drake fans are the worst. Almost like fucking Cowboy fans, you know what I mean?
Oh,
I love
damn.
Them Cowboys.
Yeah, Drake fans are the worst because, the thing of it is that whether if this is true or not, you know, they got these boxes and shit that they want to always check mark. So now, you know, the Meek Mill check, we got a battle win. Oh, who else did Drake take out? He took out Common. He destroyed Common and shit. Now, you know, Common, any little back and forth between that Serena Williams shit, I'm not privy to what lines and who said what, okay? But you gotta believe that Common, who's a veteran MC, can really gear it up if he really wanted to.
Oh, without a question.
I don't think Aubrey is ready for that type of thing. But his fans are the worst because they're gonna try and fill in another checkbox of the things that you have to, you better recognize this is Drake is great.
B, you said it last week. You can't argue.
Oh, no, I'm not arguing.
With these niggas.
I'm just not arguing.
The dramatic pause.
But the point I'm saying is there or would there be a possible Drake via Joe Budden, at least a subliminal back and forth?
Oh, boy.
When you say subliminal, yeah, that could happen easily. I can hear Drake just dropping a line and niggas saying, yeah, he was talking about Joe Buttons when he said
yeah.
That.
Well, apparently on this new French Montana record, I can't confirm it. It's just the shit I read. Drake starts his lineup on just the same line as Joe Buttons on that pump, pump, pump it up line from his record. Apparently that's how Drake starts his line. So, you know, people, you have French Montana niggas jumping out there and shit. I mean, motherfuckers is just, you know, like Beyonce fans and shit. You know what I mean? It's ridiculous.
Wow. Well, I mean, that's what happens when you're a pop star.
Yeah, no doubt. You're a pop star needing of validation. Remember that, gentlemen. Next topic on Hip Hop Digest is shout out to all the above people who have been talking about us on Twitter. We appreciate that. First, I want to give a shout out to a gentleman by the name of, who am I talking about? Kroosh, who jumped in with his top three. And that was Blue, MF Doom, and Ghostface.
Right.
I love Blue. That Below the Heavens, yo. It's almost like a classic to me, yo. You know what I mean? No doubt. Shout out to him. I'm going to give a shout out to Mr. SHOUD 415. I can't read and I damn sure can't pronounce.
He said Miss or Mr. Michoud or Michoud.
Or something to that effect. 415, don't forget. Chimed in with the top three, J Live, Faramont, Master Ace. It's pretty strong.
Nice.
Bagari Black. Also, but this isn't a top three. He said this is the Kurt G. I want Kurt G to demonstrate the alleged bars that Drake has on reserve.
Ooh.
So, I mean, Gary Black's not buying that brand, son.
And 99.9% of the people listening to this damn podcast ain't buying that brand. They ain't fucking with Aubrey on no fucking level.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
When I say he got bars on reserve, I don't mean this nigga has got bars like that. I'm saying that, in my opinion, I think there's a diamond underneath there that this nigga actually has potential. If he actually worked on his craft and just wanted to be an MC, I think he could actually do it.
Mm.
That's what I mean by that.
Okay.
On his own or ghostwritten?
Now we can go there and say that, but niggas, he might be ghostwritten. That's why I said if he actually worked on his craft and actually did something, then yeah.
Space ghost.
We don't know.
Oh, that's what's up. Leon X, top three in no particular order. Sean Price, Doom, Chuck D.
Nice.
I mean, shout out to him. You want to give a shout out to Khalid 310. Now, this is where he jammed me up. He was like, what did he say? Oh, he said Slug is an MC from the group Atmosphere, Rhymesayers Entertainment. Come on, gentlemen. So, now...
That's that Minnesota crew up
there. Yeah, right. And I know about Rhymesayers. I certainly... am not a guy who is that familiar with Atmosphere's catalog. No disrespect. I get it. I can't know everything. But he certainly, I do take
nigga,
correction.
You on here sound like Mr. Know-It-All, nigga.
But I do take correction very well. So I stand corrected. Shout out to Khalid 310. I do stand corrected. No doubt. Who else do I got here? Creative. Okay. His top three in no order. Ghostface. Talib Kweli, Royce the 5'9".
That was another good three.
He also says, I challenge anyone to my squad. So,
damn.
He had a 3-on-3 tournament.
Black Thought in there, though. Be careful.
Hey, well, I'm
he
just saying.
His team whooping anybody ass.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Bring all comers. Right. 3-on-3, I got you.
So, no doubt. Shout out to Hex. He also chimed in with, now it's another name. I know I'm going to butcher it. RXND Ezekota. I'm butchering it. That's probably not right. I know he's a Spanish MC. Looks like he's out of Los Angeles. Rakim and Nas. So, shout out to our boy Hex. I hadn't heard from him in a little while. So, you know what I mean? No doubt.
Yo, you know, you got more?
No, that's it.
I was just thinking that it makes it so much easier, even though it's hard still to pick a top 5 and 3, but knowing that that disclaimer that it could change daily or hourly just makes it so much easier, and it also brings up more MCs in your mind. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's why I said I think the key thing for us here, you know, is to stay away from historical all-time greats and go with personal top threes.
Right. Right,
you know what I mean?
This is personal.
Right. We asked our guests if anybody comes on, who's your top three personal? And it's like you said, a lot of different MCs come up. You know what I mean?
Right. Right. You start thinking historical, niggas start thinking about, damn, I can't say this person.
Right.
I might get dissed.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Or this, that, and the third person only got 2 records out. So, you know, historical aside, we can argue that for another day. I love the top 3 personals. And like you said, that shit can change next week depending on who drops.
Right.
Exactly.
What you listening to.
No doubt.
Or what you remember.
True. Yeah,
indeed. No doubt. I'm going to give a shout out to the governor who also sent a nice note. He said that about Aubrey and that whole decoding Drake topic of last week. He says that he believes the night that LL got booed is after that Bensonhurst situation. That's after the brother went to Bensonhurst to buy a used car. And he got killed by a mob of white folks out in Bensonhurst. I believe the governor is correct. And LL is coming out on stage, Jewels of Shimmery, and black folks is mad at that time. And he also says,
baby.
You know what I'm saying? He also says, does King Killer expect Drake to come out with a bona fide hip hop album? Maybe Static Selecta. And he put a gigantic laughing out loud. Baby Williams and them will not allow him to get off the porch to do anything like that.
Damn, Mr. Get off the porch.
Stay on that goddamn porch. Didn't I tell you to stay on that goddamn porch? So, indeed. Hey, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is the original Sugar Hill Game. Sugar Hill Gang gets their name back.
Wow, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Oh,
yes, the Sugar Hill Gang got their name back. So, basically, gentlemen, let me get here. The new CEO Records president, Leland Robinson, said with the passing of his friend, Big Bank Hank, he made it up in his mind to respectfully work with the original Sugar Hill Gang members who are left, Wonder Mike and Master G. He said, because in my heart, it was the best thing to do is to have the original Sugar Hill Gang, they're back and they're using their name. For those of you who don't realize, the Sugar Hill Gang, Rapper's Delight, if you will, 1979 Sugar Hill Records, basically had their name stolen, or they never owned their name. The late Joey Robinson, who was the son of Joey Robinson Sr., the original owner of Sugar Hill Records, basically was going around and touring under the name Sugar Hill Gang with himself, Big Bank Hank, and all kinds of other niggas. It's ridiculous. Right. It was impersonating. It was horrendous. You know what I mean? Which spawned the 2011 documentary "I Want My Name Back," which is an awesome documentary.
Thank you, Diff.
I think you should definitely check that out. But you know what? They finally got their name back and they're touring. And you know that's one of the few positive things where veterans, you know what I'm saying, can actually come back and reclaim their former glory.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so speaking of touring, right after that, they got on Ice-T's The Art of Rap Festival, going around to about a half dozen cities. DC's not one of them, but if you live in Chicago, you can see it, and if you live in Las Vegas, you can see it, as well as other cities. But on that list includes Ice-T himself, Public Enemy, Naughty by Nature, Mobb Deep, Sugar Hill Gang, I said that, EPMD, Curtis Blow, MC Lyte, Grandmaster Melly, Mel, and Scorpio.
Ice-T just reps so hard for hip-hop.
Yo, doesn't he?
He just reps.
And you just got crickets from everybody 30 and under.
Oh, yeah, this is not a young guy tour. I mean,
shit, damn near 40 and under.
Yeah, really, I was going to say, you might have to tick that up a couple of years. Yo, 40 and under, this is, you know what I mean,
This is the senior crew right here.
Yeah, yeah. It's almost like a senior golf circuit and shit, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? The senior tour, the PBA senior tour and shit, you know what I mean? But shout out to that now, you know they're going to put on a good show.
Oh, of course.
You know what I mean? Shit. You know? And you can be rest assured, no skinny jeans in the venues.
I hope not.
unless the females are wearing them.
Right. You know what I mean? So shout out to Ice-T and that whole situation. And again, congratulations to Sugar Hill Gang. That was such a big deal. You know what I mean? And if you watch that documentary, you'd be like, yo, these cats, yo, are crusty. They're crusty. You know what I mean?
And speaking of documentaries, I'm not going to say whether it's on the wonderful page 2 of the HipHopDigestShow.com, but you might want to go see what's on there.
Okay. Well, no doubt. Indeed. No doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is the 25th anniversary of De La Soul is Dead. So the last time we on this show really was talking about De La Soul's, the fact that they got about 600K and no new album dropped.
It's supposed to be dropping this summer. Right. It's supposed to be dropping this summer.
So De La Soul rectified that whole situation and shit because niggas was starting to worth the album.
Right.
You know what I mean?
They just dropped the EP, I think it was. Songs.
Yes.
Right. Did you see the cover?
Right.
Yeah. You got niggas chasing them like,
right,
where the motherfucking right. album at, nigga? We gave you our bread, nigga.
So De La Soul is saying, don't forget, we did release All of Us featuring Nas and The People featuring Chuck D. Then the surprise EP called For Your Pain and Suffering. And they also released the single Trainwreck, which I actually like that single, Trainwreck, on the new album, The Anonymous Nobody. So as well as the 25th year anniversary of De La Soul is Dead, they released a song called Show Nuff, produced by Pasta News, and it was recorded during the De La Soul is Dead sessions. So, you know, shout out to De La Soul, still in the game heavy, you know, celebrating 20 when a record was released 25 years ago. That's a career.
Right. Yep.
That's a career. Trinidad James, he's got a little ways to go to get that level, but shout out to De La.
Milk Crate.
Trinidad just dropped some shit. I just saw some shit from Trinidad.
Yeah, him.
Word? Oh, yeah. Him, yeah. And somebody else.
That thing, yeah, deal. Exactly. It's just, I mean, you know, Redman did it first, but, you know. Just remember that, young boys. You know what I mean? When you bumping that new Trinidad and shit, I'm going to have to pull out the original Redman. Actually, I forget what record that is and shit. But next time we're going to Hip Hop Digest. Yo, this one is jive crazy because we're going to be talking about this one for, I think, a minute. This comes from DJ Q. Shout out to Q. He said, if you met a guy that's 35 years old, he's been a monk all his life, and decided to come out of the shell and learn something he never knew existed, hip hop, and he wanted to learn the culture and he asked you to teach him, what are the tools you would give him to study? Now, here's the thing. There's a certain topics and you only can give three each. So there's a topic for records. What records would you give him for lyrics? What records would you give him for beats? What records would you give him for DJing, movies, and documentaries? So, of course, I did my homework, and I'm going to run it down.
You're the only one that did the homework.
Of course.
Yes, sir, brother, because I already told you I didn't check my email this week, so I'm out the loop already.
Yo, but check it out.
I'll answer it.
I will hold up for the entire Hip Hop Digest and shit, my delinquent partners. I'm a cover for them.
Honk. Honk. This nigga just threw us under metro.
He didn't even mention the topics this week.
Oh, shit.
Threw us under the fucking train, not the bus.
Right. No heads up.
So anyway, I'll start with the first thing here. Lyrics. If I had to pick three records and I'm teaching somebody who knows nothing about hip hop, these are the records that I picked for lyrics. You guys can agree or disagree on that. In no order, The Roots, Illadelf Half-Life, Nas, Illmatic, Big L, The Big Picture.
I would throw anything Rakim in there.
Okay.
As far as lyrics.
Now, DJ Q actually had his Rakim joints in there. That's real. No doubt. I can dig it. Anything you want to add or subtract on that, Swerve?
Damn, I would. It's hard for me not to say Slick Rick.
Okay. I'm just saying.
Yeah, Slick Rick storytelling.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. Okay.
I also been bumping that bar exam, though. God damn. Royce to 5'9", yo.
That's real.
Sick. I had to break that bar exam back out.
Yeah, that's real. Okay. All right. Next record, the next topic is beats. If I had to give three joints, these are the three joints for beats that I gave. Was Public Enemy, Takes a Nation of Millions, N.W.A., Niggas for Life, and Gangstar, Moment of Truth.
Wow.
Mm.
Anything you want to add is beats on that level.
Pete Rock and CL first album.
That yeah, I swear to God, I was thinking Mecca and the Soul Brothers.
Oh, okay. And actually, DJ Q had a Pete Rock, a CL Smooth joint in there. I don't think it was the first one, but I think it was the main ingredient, but I could be wrong.
You said music, right?
Yeah, this is just for beats.
Okay, beats. Wow. Definitely Public Enemy. Oh, I might throw in Ultra Magnetic in there just for that.
Ooh,
from that era.
You're pumping beats, yes.
Ego Tripping.
Mm. Critical Beatdown.
Yeah, Paul Ooh. C.
Mm. Yeah, no doubt.
Rest in peace.
Yo, no doubt. All right, so the next one was DJing. And this one was it was probably the easiest topic for me because I'm just, you know, DJing. Anyway, in no particular order, Grandmaster Flash, The Essential Mix, Classic Edition. That is just right there. That bridges the gap. Grandmaster Flash is showing you what DJs is doing prior to everything going computer. This is just a motherfucker with a crate of records, very few effects, blending, and knowing his craft. Number two was Sway and King Tech featuring DJ Revolution, This or That.
Ooh.
Fuck DJ Revolution.
Revolution
enough
is
said.
Nasty.
Enough
is
fucking
nasty.
Said. Okay? It takes care
you
of that.
Pretty much throw a whole executioners in that
one. Yo, I'm saying, Kurt, we on the same web. I'm like, he ain't saying nothing about the executioner?
Hey, I'm just, oh, that's what we on the show for here, son. Let's just get it worked out.
What about that DJ that was from, damn, I'm tripping right now, but from, the Beastie Boys DJ. He had an album that I would definitely consider putting in there for DJing.
Okay.
For cutting and stuff.
That's real. I'm just
What's
saying.
His name, Magic Mike?
And the third one was Jazzy Jeff, Hip Hop Forever 2 and 3. Again, it's
you
a DJ at
Jazzy
the
Jeff.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with Jazzy
you
Jeff.
Can't go wrong.
I mean, but basically when it came down to those are the DJs that I picked, Grandmaster Flash, DJ Revolution, and Jazzy Jeff. I mean, come on. Goddamn. You know?
So, a whole bunch of Philly DJs in there.
Yeah, of course. But these are just, we're teaching somebody. He knows nothing about hip hop and we're teaching.
Right. That's true.
So, okay, the next one was movies. So you wanted to bring some cinema to the table.
Okay. Igwe should be good with this one.
All right. My three were, and again, it was so tough. It was a tie, you know, on a couple of things, but it was Wild Styles, no order, Wild Styles, Beat Street. And you'll be surprised at the next two, but I thought that they were really appropriate. Hustle and Flow and 8 Mile as a tie.
Damn, whoop that trick.
You know what? Besides, I know people are going to be like, yo, what the fuck? But the essence of that movie about the grind, about the making joints in the crib, that whole situation is just, that's very applicable. That is very applicable because that is the point where you love it.
True.
You know what I mean? Yeah. That's not at the point where you think, you know, oh, nigga, I'm doing this to get paid. I'm going in to get paid. That, no, you starting out at the kitchen table doing lyrics because you love it. You know what I mean? Yeah. And of course, I think 8 Mile speaks for itself.
Well, I would say, of course, Wild Style. I would say Colors.
See, and, I wouldn't do Colors because Colors is...
Really?
I mean, it's rap related as far as gangs and the soundtrack. But I don't know. I tried to. That's why I picked Beat Street because, you know, it loosely resembles what the culture was. You know what I mean?
Well, I wouldn't say that this last movie is particularly hip hop, but it's what is that? I know it's not Boiler Room, but the one where it had some of the dudes from the Wu-Tang in it. It had a bunch of white kids, and it had that whole New York. Damn, if I can't remember it, then I can't do it. I would just say Boiler Room.
Me, that's that over 50 brain. I understand. Yeah, I go through that shit every time. Yeah, no doubt. That's what it is, yo. I'll post it
when I remember what the hell the name of the movie is.
That's what's up. So anyway, last but not least is the documentaries. So, which is different than film. My documentaries were simple. They were easy. Excuse me. Style Wars, the original documentary. Strictly Graffiti doesn't get enough publicity. I know it may be passe, but that to me is one of the founding blocks of this whole culture. Style Wars. Something from Nothing, The Art of Rap. Come on, like you said, Ice-T fucking repping.
If you didn't say it, I was going to say it. That one was right there. I was like, yo, Ice-T just reps.
No doubt. And Scratch, the Turntablism documentary. Look, let me tell you something, B. I'm going to be dead ass, yo. The first part of Scratch, the very first part of Scratch is by none out of everything that we name. You could sit somebody down here who don't know nothing about and you let them look at the Scratch, the whole documentary is good. I'm not dissing the entire documentary, but that first part is an instruction manual on hip hop. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, that's my / hip hop digest with my partners chiming in. What we would give somebody who know nothing about the culture and we're instructing.
You know the listeners.
Well, let me ask you a question then.
What's up?
Let me just throw this one out there as a documentary, and it's for a specific reason. I just want to see what you had to say about it. Oh. That 30 for 30 with NWA and the LA Raiders.
Which is, again, that's pretty good because it parallels the Raiders in L.A., and at the same time, it parallels the rise of N.W.A., which was at the same time.
Right.
So it's very good. I mean.
And I say that because of the lasting, you know, situation after that kind of rap came on the scene to where we are now. Well, he can maybe understand how it got to where it is now.
Oh, right. Oh, exactly. No doubt. No doubt. So, yes. So, shout out to DJ Q. When I seen that, yo, I dove right in, yo. I was like, yo, this is the type of thing. And it's hard to dive right in. That taxes, you know, that be like, yo, I'm leaving like 10 albums on the shelf.
Me and Curtis was like, homework? We talking about homework. Not a show.
No doubt. So remember, shout out. So again, I'm going to run the topics, the categories again. For lyrics, 3 albums. Beats, 3 albums. DJing three albums and mixtapes too. You could throw them in there as well. Movies, three movies and three documentaries.
That's if you're for the teaching. Listeners.
That's for the listeners. If you want to chime in, you could write that on iTunes or you can write that on Twitter, whatever, however you get down. We appreciate that. You know, Hip Hop Digest family. Shout out to DJ Q, who is the author of that whole situation. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Rick Ross is down to be the executive producer for Nas's next album.
Did you read the whole thing, B?
Yeah, I read the whole thing, but I just want to, before people get alarmed, okay? Before people start to get alarmed, I want to pause that, and this is, I'm talking to Nas here. I know Rosé's your boy, and we'll get into that in a minute. But I thought you were supposed to be in a lab doing an entire album with Preem. That's what I thought. I could be wrong.
Kurt First G. of all,
I mean, what's
that
good?
Goddamn article is clickbait.
What?
The whole fucking story is hypothetical.
I don't know. Right. Real. Well, they were saying it is hypothetical, but it does prove an interesting point here. Let me get into it. It says that Nas is in anybody's top 10. A respected wordsmith, but has been long criticized for poor beat selection. Now, I'm going to stop right there. And if you, Nas, and I pulled out the Nas discography and I'm going through it. There's some turds on there, but everybody's got that as far as beats go. But the worst, I'm going to say modern popular MC who possibly could be in a lot of niggas top 10. Who has the worst absolute beat selection is Method Man.
Damn.
Yo, on this aspect, RZA is probably right in the fact that you probably need somebody else to really executive produce via or really produce. Okay? Because where Meth is rhyming niggas out of the store.
Meth got one of the few niggas that rhymes like a fucking metronome. That nigga rhymes on beat.
He does, but his crazy. Yo, B, what we gonna do after the show is go to Meth's last record that he put out. The beats on that shit are just not good. I mean, they're just not good.
Before we get too far away, B, you have mentioned on many occasions about how Rick Ross picks the most incredible beats.
And B, you're already into the second part of the topic. He said the MC who is arguably has the best ear in rap. Now, that is with his generation, okay? Ross, I stand by it. Out of all the MCs of his generation, and I'm talking about the Big Seans, I'm talking about the Drakes, I'm talking about all these other niggas, Rosé, Lil Wayne included, Rosé has a discography, or at least from his second album up, that I can listen to if I had to listen to somebody current. Okay? Now, Nas has picked some bad beats, but it is not as bad as the article would want to make it out to be. And that's basically the gist of it. Kurt G, would you appreciate or could you see Ross executive producing coming in and being an associate producer, Justice League, you know how to get down.
Yeah.
On any future Nas project.
But if he needs Ross to come in to pick beats for him, I don't know, B. I just don't know, son.
That's a pet peeve for me.
I understand. I understand that, but this is Nas. Nigga, you got your pick of too many beats out here.
Yeah, that's true. There's not a producer who would not submit when it came to a new Nas
project. A lot of
niggas
would throw him joints for free.
There's no question about that. No question. Okay, but the problem is that Nas, you think Nas is really going to take the time to be going through a bunch of fucking beats?
No, he's not.
Okay, I don't know. Some people just have that ear. Ross, for his generations, tends to have that ear. Now, my pet peeve is for MCs for no fucking excuse. Like this KRS-One Shan shit. If I never hear any of that shit again, it won't be too soon.
Damn.
And that's from KRS. I love Chris. That's not the point I'm saying. But I got a pet peeve for niggas who is rhyming on horrendous fucking beats. I'm sorry. There's no fucking excuse. Not in this day and age. Not in the age of technology.
I know. It's probably niggas listening to the show like, what the fuck? Beats is in the eyes of the beholder. So a whack beat to you may be hot to somebody else.
Hey, B, you trying to really tell me that shit that KRS-One was rhyming, back clap backing at Shan, is just something that's
whack,
fucking
B.
Me?
I'm here to, I'm with you, B.
Okay.
But we got similar ears as far as when it comes to music.
And that's what I'm saying about Nas. I pulled out the Nas discography. I'm going through each of the joints, and I'm like, oh, there's a lot of shit on there I liked. I mean, everybody got some bullshit on records. You know what I mean? Nobody has perfect beat selection. But as a whole, I think Nas is getting a bad look on people saying he doesn't know how to pick beats. His shit isn't that bad. He's getting a bad look. Okay? Meth? I'm going to stand by it.
Well, maybe that writer's intent was to make Ross, to inflate Ross.
I don't know, son. I'm respecting Ross's acumen when it comes down to picking music.
Okay, so is it
some gorgeous music on his records, man?
If this is real, is it okay? Would you be out there getting the album if Rick Ross produced for Nas, associate producer, whatever?
Executive producer, I would.
Okay,
I would, because I really respect Ross's beat selecting acumen. Like I said, he has some beautiful music on some of his records, man. I mean, that's just point blank.
You've always said that, and that ain't gonna change, I guess. So
I'm feeling really groovy right now.
Why are you feeling groovy, then, son?
He got some beautiful music on his records, man. Really beautiful music. Right on, dude. I'm feeling really groovy right now.
I mean, when I start thinking about shit like that, again, meth, cannabis. I mean, just horrid.
You got Curtis all messed up from last week talking about those cock riding blogs.
Yeah, he went all in on that shit.
Yeah, you switched up your whole steez this week.
I'm just saying, man, you know, no doubt. Just being out there, yo. And maybe we can add one more log to the fire, yo. Who MC-Y doesn't pick good beats? How about J. Rudy Damager, Heroes for Hire?
Damn.
You already threw him under the bus once for that one, B.
I'm just putting that out there.
It's a long way. Doop, 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 doop.
Come clean, Primo. Yeah,
Primo, it's a long way away from that.
You know what I mean? So let's just put that out there. Who does not pick good beats? You know what I mean? I mean, everybody doesn't at some point in time not pick good beats. Well, Jay-Z Blueprint 3 is horrendous.
Ooh.
Oh, I know you're going to rep the Jay's lawyer in here and shit. I object.
I'm not completely objecting.
Oh, you're not?
I'm not completely objecting.
Well, that's a win in itself.
I'm not completely objecting.
You know what I mean?
I'm not calling it horrid, though. But I'm not completely objecting on hitting some of the beats on that shit.
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, that's just what's up, man. You know, shout out to Rosé and Nas. I don't know what they got cooking or whatever. I don't think the article was a click get over, B. It's what you're thinking.
It's always clickbait, B.
Clickbait.
The fucking internet is clickbait.
That's where
that's why motherfuckers be having one goddamn story strewn over three fucking pages of ads, my nigga. Bullshit.
Well, you won't find that on the Hip Hop Digest, our website. You won't find that.
Right. You're not gonna get it.
So
we do have ads on there, though.
Yeah, but you're not gonna fucking click something and get to reading and it'll say, oh, hit the clip for the next.
No, we're not doing that.
Just put the story on a page.
So anyway, Igri's complaining about that. So
clickbait.
So anyway, so Swervin, do you got any names of the people who's, you know, giving us a good look on iTunes or any other platform?
Yes, I do. Right. You are not getting me under the bus because I am prepared, sir.
All right.
So I'm just going to give the names and people can easily click on iTunes and see what they're saying for themselves. But we got
I said all that begging must have got niggas in, huh?
Well, if not the begging, this asking nicely last week.
Oh, yeah. Please, niggas.
That's right. We got someone named Sumbuwoo. We got MNG103, Manchow 4157, I Live Hip Hop, Real Kempy, Genius Funk, Demond Deschamps. I said like I'm from France like and shit.
Demond Deschamps.
K-Wood, 89. Ogari Black. Podcast Lover, 121. And Real Kempi and Anya Rosa.
Right.
That's what's up. Appreciate y'all.
Yo, no doubt we certainly
love these comments. And
oh, shout out to Audio Boo too. For our people in the UK. Shout out to Audio Boo. We don't give enough love to them.
No doubt.
No doubt. So anyway, before we get too long in the tooth, we are coming up on the Kurt G World Famous Albums of the Week.
All right. This week we got Verbal Kent and Illmind, Weight of Your World.
Oh, I can't wait to hear that.
Yes, sir.
Fucking Verbal Kent.
You need to listen to that. That one's hot.
Love it.
And this next one, nigga.
Yes. That's on the list.
This is Boom Bap, my nigga.
Oh, word?
Endemic, Four Dimensions on a Paper. That's already in the top 10.
Oh,
if I said it, nigga, you know it's flavor. Endemic, Four Dimensions on a Paper.
You get your pencil sharp, my nigga.
Not endemic. Epidemic. I'm fucking up. Epidemic, Four Dimensions on a Paper.
Wow.
Yes, sir. That's top 10 already.
Well, you need to DMX and stop being greedy.
Ribs is touching. Don't make me wait.
Make me wait.
Fuck around and I'm going to bite you. Snatch the plate. That's my nigga right there. All right. And the instrumental joint is Ian Ewing, Boosh, Volume 2.
All right.
Ian Ewing, Boosh, Volume 2.
That's what's there. All right. So, again, we appreciate the whole Hip Hop Digest family for listening. You know how we do each week. We will see you next week. Peace.
One.
And no doubt, and yo, there's been plenty of people that say, oh, they wish we would talk more than 40 minutes. But yo, if we talk more than 40 minutes, you might not want to come back.
Yeah, no, we know how to keep it short and sweet. That's all.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Mwah. I love you.
Appreciate y'all for listening, yo. Peace. I'm out.
This nigga blowing kisses and shit.
Bugging.
And they go, and they go crazy. Finna do it big, can't tell me what it made me. I'm back up on my shit, yo, these niggas need to pay me. Just enough fucking short niggas. Get cool with the dope, get crazy. Finna do it big, can't tell me what it made me. I'm back up on my shit, yo, these niggas need to pay me. Just enough fucking short niggas. Been ballin' like Grand Hill, French chills. Got the lemon right there on the grill. Joint spread, see the sales, see the ill pill. Chicks wanna bend over, see the whipping pill. Peep me riding on a beat ride. Chicks grabbing on my motherfucking meat ride. They getting money from a nigga like me, right? Better know that Mad Kim got his game tight. Shit, I'm dropping on the one, only pluses for the funds. A nigga tryna get it, bro, he did it when I'm done. Brother, this is like, do it, I get it done. Put the keys in the ignition, push the pedal, I ain't tripping. I'm gunning for the top, motherfuckers need to listen. I'm joining to the game and my man Sage is pimping. Can't define what I'm doing, homie, it's pimping. My name Mad Kizzy, get a nigga straight. And they go, and they go crazy. Finna do it big, can you tell me what it made me? I'm back up on my shit, yo, these niggas need to pay me. Just enough fucking short niggas. Get cool with the dope, get crazy. Finna do it big, can you tell me what it made me? I'm back up on my shit, yo, these niggas need to pay me. Just enough fucking joint, nigga. Slow roaster, keep bread, but no toaster. Spit nines, this is nigga, I remain doper. Not coca, nigga, bitches can package it. I be the lone soldier on every beat, I'm a main sick. You wanna aim for this, the beauty when I painted it. The flooding of the whack and they raps, they probably tainted it. Don't worry, my friend. You see me out here getting up this bitch chair like, yeah. Give me the game or cover scam me. I'm chillin' on a boat, being on some scampi. You see the way I'm rolling, you should know the champ me. One, where that good motherfucker reach me. At 718, yeah, you better get it straight. Corner of 112, we'll be smoking on an 8th. Fuck if the D's take, nigga, I'ma do me. Get up on a lot of track and say, all right, and they go. And they go crazy. Finna do it big, can you tell me what it made me? I'm back up on my shit, yo, these niggas need to pay me. Just enough fucking short niggas. Get cool with the dope, get crazy. Finna do it big, kids tell me where they made me. I back up on my shit, yo, these niggas need to pay me out. Just another fucking joint, nigga. In the air for the rapper from the go and the seminar. Never thought he brilliant, killed it in his own way. You willy nilly with it, a fan feeling me all day. Wear many hats, building them, billing this milliner. Syllabus item, sitting beside him in the cylinder. Filling his binder with little reminders. The doodles and riddles inside it aren't doodles or riddles. It's sinister, isn't it? Finishing with the freshest sentence assembled. Yeah, ain't the best unless a VK's on an emblem. Letting me cake, they clown him on a pie in the face. Unaware that something giant's at stake. Put my science in play and let the madness ensue. Trust no other rapper, cause they trying to take advantage of you. Pace rapid in this life, why I'm trying to slow it down. Before my body's lowered in the ground. Now, when will we learn what it all means? And was it worth losing armies? Like sardines, stop fronting cause we all. Up, I get right back up. Never did stay there when I fell out of touch. Never did fade out. I put the paint to the brush. The elevator is life, and I'm taking it up. I'm in the penthouse with the fifth out. It could have been an in and out, but I chose to stick around. Now, look at me, feet planted like a tree. Let me resemble the brightest lightning bolt you ever seen. That's the special things, but it's never seen by the people that live life but never dream. I found my specialty with rhymes and a beat. You doing you in your cubicle for the better things. I'm so dedicated, call my phone and let it ring. Got a destiny and $1 million check to see. And I stay high, so it's hard to take me under. It's questions unanswered, I can't help but wonder. Yeah, but will we learn what it all means? And was it worth losing armies? Like sardines, yeah. Stop fronting cause we all fall. Be careful, it don't evaporate before you get the gumption to guzzle a gallon. Dollar laying time is steady ticking, but destiny's never written. No stencil to help you stitch it, you either bout it or back away. I've been a pussy over my fears, light years. But now I'm in the clutch and choking on the right gears. Hot blood, cold sweat, and a pap smear. A clean bill of health for the rhymes that I write here. I fiend for the wealth, but the money ain't the fight here. The struggles for the stamina to bring them to the light here. And I'ma hit the wall until I feel it fall. And when I break it, I'm taking flight out of sight here. About the underground, from out my overture. If it ain't for the loud, then you should hit the door. My struggle in a metaphor, I'ma show you what I came in and said it for. I'm a king with a dream and a lean for the scene. When I get what I spit, then I might check my cleat.
When will we learn what it all means? And was it worth losing armies? Like sardines.
Bye.
used to missing the phones, feeling the sin in his throat, and the adrenaline shown. We're kicking venomous flows with the descriptions of cold killings. The victims, the older niggas, that's rhyming about the grind, and the feeling was bone chilling to me. A younger kid that did what ignorant does, with the buzz and the hunger to figure out what it was. Getting addicted to this audible drug, something about it ignited the flame in me like exhaustible slugs. The first time I wrote a rhyme, I was hooked. Borderline nonsense is what it took for me to write some lines in the hook. Slowly switched to conscious rhyme and used the concepts I took from books. Crooked niggas climbing all the concepts I booked. Word. You could see that I was taken from there. In my face and my glare was falling deeper than the bass and the snare. The age of this hair and seasoned peers embraced it with fear. An insatiable feast. The meat that I was tasting was rare, but yo, I still was hungry. A serial killer like Jeffrey or Bundy, with theories to be iller than them niggas was still amongst me. Humbly winning through the struggle, hundreds have been in. Yo, it's no wonder we grinning. We kept it gutter from the beginning. World up, niggas. Younger years that really taught me about survival. Twisting the blunt with peers behind the laundromat. Ricardo ain't sipping none of them bitches. That Bacardi till it's hollow. Cop seconds before we crash an after party with the bottle. It was our model. Snatch a shorty that I could borrow. Dip before dispatching 5-0. Kid, just call me up tomorrow. It was all that I know to live in the moment while sipping this potion. Delivering dosages unfolded as intricate poet. It shows in the sentences. It's sick. My precision is golden. That glows when the instrumental kicks and the rhythm's in motion. I slip in convulsions and just flipping and flicking explosion that sends a propulsion in the split that could ripple the ocean. Seismically fit for symmetrical symphonies. Decipher theories that siphons your skeletal density. Inject an infection and cause a retinal stringency. And impair your vision till you got vesicular dystrophy. The illest to ever do it, my design is unperfect. The cipher's a waste of time, boy, you're flying on a set. I'm higher than flying private on a jet to the islands of Quebec, cause my niggas do it. Tyrannosaurus Rex, check it. Venomous spitters that render every hidden agenda. The sickest sitting synonym sigma with ritual stigmas. Stay with them bars like habitual offenders. Whoa, whoa. The hunger's in us, ain't nothing switch up, cause we've been them niggas from the beginning. I'm reminiscing.
Welcome to Procrastination, a nobody, but I still got everybody waiting. Just the EP, one corner of the canvas. My time is limited, I put some more when I can manage. Yo, occupied with the family life, I put it first, brought life to a seat twice. Every morning waking up at the crack of light, preparing food, making sure my daughter eating right. Right now my son breathing in the womb, a little king, heart strong, beating up a tune. I was geeked, wife hit me in the afternoon, said it's a boy, I think we gotta paint the baby's room. Ha, ecstatic like I'm crate digging, but at the same time things about to change different. I see fatherhood a gift, not a curse, just have your mind right and get them ready for the earth. Like it feels good manning up and taking care of. My mom's had it hard, one parent, not a para. Wasn't appearing young, knowing about a struggle, but now I feel it all and I represent your hustle. It feels good being a man and taking care of. My mom's worked hard, one parent, not a para. Wasn't appearing young, seeing that you hustle, but now I feel it all and I represent your struggle.
First of all, let's understand what procrastination is. Procrastination is, more technically, I call it resistance. It's resistance to things. And resistance can literally be created towards anything. You gotta understand that that resistance is created within you. It's not really in the activity itself.
Yeah,
Welcome to procrastination, a nobody, but I still got everybody waiting. This ain't the whole, just a few pieces of the puzzle. My time is limited, but right now I place a couple, yeah, and that's the bars of a working man. Night shift be exhausting and certain, fam. Yeah, I know I gotta earn, ain't sweet, but the bottom of the soles of my feet, they be hurting, man. Pardon for the venting route, but this is personal, the real getting spitting out. Some will say device tracks, what is this about? A long awaited story and it's finally getting written out. Yeah, myself is my worst critic, but at the same time, things I'm about to change different. Transition is a gift, not a curse, and it's time to put it down and give it to the earth. Like, it feels good manning up and taking care of. My mom's had it hard, one parent, not a para. Wasn't a parent young, know about a struggle, but now I feel it all and I represent your hustle. It feels good being a man and taking care of. My mom's worked hard, one parent, not a para. Wasn't a parent young, seeing that you hustle, but now I feel it all and I represent your struggle.
Bottom line is that the cure for procrastination, and I know you do not want to hear this, the cure for procrastination is action. The way that you cure procrastination is to act in spite of the resistance that you have, the fear that you have, the negative feelings that you have about not doing that thing.
Welcome to procrastination, a nobody, but I still got everybody waiting. Just the EP, one corner of the canvas. My time is limited, I put some more when I can manage. Welcome to procrastination, a nobody, but I still got everybody waiting. This ain't the whole, just a few pieces of the puzzle. My time is limited, but right now I'll place a couple.
Swift to accent, be on the top of be rhetorical. My nine is portable to keep my enemies historical. With flows of kicking, I cause disfigurement to cognitive. This my prerogative. When in New York, I need a Glock to live past. I must retaliate to true hip hop reality. It's coming back to me, cause my mentality is tragically irrelevant. Articulate with eloquence. Through your chest is where the shell is in. I represent the natural elements, so put your guard up. Niggas get started from the heart of some rappers play hard. I just parlay and pull your card up. So keep in mind, rappers cannot delete the rhyme. I'm putting them beneath the lines, so open your eyes and peep the nine. My mind is blessed, so I flex on them niggas who test. I be the best, nevertheless, I'm gassing honeys like Hess. My name is L to the Swift, niggas be testing me. Wrecking the microphone without guessing. G conjure up my thoughts collectively, yo. Some made attempts of duplicating my renditional. My pen is criminal, no weapon be defense. My physical rappers are locked up, so meet the challenger. I be flipping styles like jail niggas be flipping pages in the calendar. I gots to get paid and live the life, so what you wanna do? I get busy whenever I pick up the mic, yo. I gots to get paid and live the life. So what you wanna do? I'm going to live, cause nowadays I'm living trife, yo. I gots to get paid and live the life. So what you wanna do? I get busy whenever I pick up the mic, yo. I gots to get paid and live the life. So what you wanna do? I'm going to live, cause nowadays I'm living trife. Now as I pick up the mic, no one is similar. Cause I'm listening to Cypher pulverizing all of those in my perimeter. Curricula, it's maybe on the humble gets particular. I flow in many holes, accumulate to my testicular, kid. My words are permanent. When I'm concocting words for sis, I'm seized determining. I'm busting heads above the firmament, son. Peace to my homie Charlamagne for hooking the butter tracks. What's up, the natural elements? Cause kid, we always bust the facts, yo. My lyrics permeate your body like a tumor. Getting around just like a rumor. Making you a flow consumer. Styles divide like paramecium. You can't decipher this. I'm hitting mentally whenever I pick up the mic of it, kid. I get too hyper in the cipher. I be hitting the central man just like the sniper. Flows are nicer, so I strike you with consistency. I could thrust my new tech. I could rush like Roulette. It's the must my crew wreck, son. You know the deal, so feel the steel from the caps that I peel. I'm not down with Cypress Hill, but my lyrics be real. I must be minus these. My vocals have the fluency to put your mind at ease. Niggas be jetting when I cock the nickel minus these. When angles to the pinnacle, I blast it. I bust so much shots, the NBA put me in ciphers with the draft kit. I got to get paid and live the life, so what you wanna do? I get busy whenever I pick up the mic, yo. I got to get paid and live the life, so what you wanna do? I'm going to live, cause nowadays I'm living trife, yo. I got to get paid and live the life, so what you wanna do? I get busy whenever I pick up the mic, yo. I got to get paid and live the life, so what you wanna do? I'm going to live, cause nowadays I'm living trife. I got to get paid, I got to live the life, yo. I got to get paid, I got to live the life, yo. I got to get paid, I got to live the life, yo. I got to get paid, I got to live the life.
The butter joint.